This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. President Joe Biden will visit Boulder County on Friday to assess damage from last week's Marshall Fire. U.S. Congressman Joe Neguse, who represents Boulder, says he will join Biden in touring the area. The Biden administration has declared the fire a major disaster, which makes recovery funds available to the community for things like temporary housing and home repairs. Home prices in Denver Metro are still rising, but gains seem to be slowing. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Prices jumped more than 20% in October from a year earlier, according to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. That compares to a 19% increase nationally. But Denver's monthly gain shrunk slightly from previous months. Home values across Colorado have boomed to record highs throughout much of the pandemic because of low interest rates and a limited supply of homes for sale. Interest rates are set to rise, which could tamp down rising prices. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Meanwhile, in the Pikes Peak region, 2021 was a record-breaking year for construction. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Regional Building Department, which handles permits for El Paso County, Colorado Springs, and six other municipalities, says there were 550 new commercial projects last year, up by more than a third over the previous year. That includes apartment complexes with nearly 4,000 new units, a quarter of which are in downtown Colorado Springs. The agency also says this was the second year in a row they've issued more than 5,000 new single-family home permits. They estimate the value of last year's construction to be more than $4.3 billion. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. This evening could bring a couple of inches of snow to Denver and other parts around the Denver metro, so be prepared and stay safe.